This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. The San Luis Valley is still without a district attorney after last month's resignation. CPR's Allison Cherry reports.
After the elected DA resigned, along with his number two, there were no acting lawyers left in that office. So a flurry of prosecutors from the Front Range have come down to Alamosa to help work through the 500 cases backlogged. Attorney General Phil Weiser is the special prosecutor until the governor appoints a replacement. Weiser told law enforcement he's been to the San Luis Valley to talk to crime victims.
Including people who had endured sexual assault or had a loved one killed, and to have been treated with rudeness in some cases was hard to hear.
Governor Jared Polis is expected to appoint a new San Luis Valley DA in the coming months. I'm Allison Cherry, CPR News.
This year's rafting season on the Arkansas River is coming to a close. KRCC's Will Taylor has more.
The state hasn't released data yet for the 2022 season, but last year, gross receipts for rafting companies totaled over $22 million. Tom Waters manages the Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area in Salida. He says he expects this year's numbers will be lower, but still high.
2021 was an exceptional year, and so I don't think that there was a lot of surprise that the numbers are down a little bit from that.
The flow of the river is controlled largely by strategic water releases, and the summer program ended earlier this month. Now, the flow will be set to support angling. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
Highs near 90 for Denver today, 80s Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.